John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenci, and I'm on the grid. So is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. Countdown to tip-off is on. Less than 24 hours until March Madness begins. We'll be stepping up probably right at the half of Texas Southern and Mount St. Mary's. But we do have college basketball on tap this evening. The NIT tips off tonight. We've got a full slate of NBA action. Ronnie Rubber, the hockey perv, is in the house. Cam Stewart, ready to break it down, talk some pucks. Although I don't want to find out what's in Cam's bag. We'll talk some golf. A lot of lotions.
Yeah.
Rubbers, lotions. Barry White CDs. What's going on, Cam?
What's happening? I just love the hockey perv. Like, it's just, I don't know where it came from, but it's a lot of fun. I will say this. And we got NIT action tonight. Crazy line movements, too. Like, you talk about the NCAA tournament, that Richmond Toledo game. What do we got? A team that was a 1.5-point favorite, now like 4.5. Like, that's a big swing there, Morenci. We'll talk about that stuff. And St. Mary's, I don't know. I might want to fade. We'll see. Gonzaga's the king of the West Coast Conference, but maybe we'll fade the Gales tonight. We'll see. We'll have action all over the board. NBA, Ron Rubber, and hockey. You've been doing well. I should call you Ron Rubber. Good call with the Islanders last night in hockey, and hopefully we'll hit some winners tonight.
Yeah, I'm the puck stopper, Ken. The puck stops here. And we'll take a look at the NHL this evening, although the NHL is pretty tricky when you consider these teams are playing each other for like the 99th time in a row. It presents a challenge. So we're going to break it down. We'll take a look at the board. Dave Sherapan's going to step up in. In the 7 o'clock hour, Countdown to Madness is on right now. We'll start sharing some of the plays that we put in with you. Yesterday I talked about I had about 15 or 16 games circled, Cam, and it's interesting. Instead of adding to it, I've started to take games off of the list. Now it stands at about 10 or 11 right now. I've decided, you know what? I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why I was going to bet that. I'm not going to bet that. And now there are some other games that I'm deciding to step up and in with, but it's not just about the games. Listen, you know, that's why there's in-game betting. We're gonna have a ton of action going on. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about March Madness, the in-game aspect of it. But we've talked a lot about the Gonzaga prop, Final Four. Will Gonzaga make the Final Four? And it's a minus 210. And I'm surprised by this number. I don't understand the number. I think it should be higher when you look at Gonzaga's path. And I finally decided to pull the trigger, and it looks like my bet finally moved the number, Cam. And all kidding aside, it did not. And it's funny because I was wondering about this. I dropped a dime on it, and I was like, all right, let's see if this book respects me at all. I just put $1,000 on something at 4 in the morning. I kicked back. I was kind of insulted. No line movement at all.
No, I'm like, okay. Well, okay.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, well, it is a Gonzaga. I'm like, it is a Gonzaga bet. So I don't know. Maybe they're not impressed with it. But Right now, I feel good. Minus 260. It moved 50 cents. Minus 260. I would not play it at minus 260. 210, I got it in. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. The countdown to the tournament is on. Let's do this thing. We have NIT, NBA, and NHL action this evening. We'll find out what's in the hockey perv's bag a little bit later on. A lot of sticks and clubs, lotions, potions, and everything
promises
else.
Promises
broken in the bag. A lot of broken promises. Sure, baby, I'll call you in the morning. We've got the countdown to the tournament is on right now. So I played Gonzaga, guys, to make the Final Four. And we've been talking about this line move. I didn't understand the number. I thought it should be higher. Finally, FanDuel moves it to minus 260 right now, Cam. Gonzaga minus 260 to make the Final Four. Baylor plus 110 to make the Final Four. And I'll tell you what, Cam, I'm starting to buy in on Baylor right now.
I am too.
I'm starting to buy in. If you look at Baylor's path, who's going to beat them? These guys score 85 points a game. They play great defense. We've been sort of not down on Baylor, but thought they're vulnerable. I don't know how vulnerable they really are, Ken.
Yeah, no, I think Gonzaga's passed better, and obviously, you know, at Baylor, but you're getting plus money, and I only think there's one or two teams that actually have a fighting chance against Baylor. I agree with you. The thing is, Gonzaga and Baylor should get there. The other two brackets are the ones where I think you can make your money, and, you know, you talk about it. I'm not sure, like, how deep the dog's going to be, but we can find something 6-1 and above. As I mentioned, Texas, I know a lot of people like Houston, that's not as lucrative. But there's a couple other teams. I think Florida State is thing about Florida State. They're another team that's very dangerous. When they lose, they give up a lot of bad fouls, bad possessions. They don't play smart ball. But, Gabe, you know how dangerous that team has won. And I think they're getting disrespected because Georgia Tech won the ACC tournament. I think they're actually a team that I would worry about. But let's call it out for what it is. Gonzaga and Baylor are hands down. They're there, and everybody else is below, in my opinion.
Well, if you look at Baylor's path, they open up with Hartford. They're going to play the winner of North Carolina, Wisconsin, who I think will be North Carolina. North Carolina are actually a great rebounding team. They're the best offensive rebounding team in the country. They're big up front, but they've got young point guards. North Carolina and Baylor will be a battle, but Baylor will be able to beat North Carolina. Then I think they're going to end up playing against Purdue, and Baylor will be too much for Purdue. Baylor have the combination of offense and defense, and physicality as well. It's a dangerous mix.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Casino, America's social casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm fired up, man. I'm ready for some madness. And, yeah, I know we've got NBA action tonight. I know we've got NHL hockey tonight. We did well. We've done well this week, actually. 7-3-1 last night, but I sort of played moderate units last night. Not out of fear or anything like that, but I'm just so focused on the tournament. And it's not really a case of, oh, I don't want to blow my bankroll. It's that most of my research is all going in. Like, man, I think I slept for about 4 hours last night, which is kind of normal, actually. So, but let's say I slept for three instead of four. Just breaking down this tournament, going over my bracket, and going over your brackets, guys, at first, Cam, you know, the brackets come out, and I'm like, listen, I've got to worry about my bets more than brackets. But the thing is, filling out the bracket really helps you put in context the future bets. Because, you know, you're talking, you were rattling off all these teams, Cam, but you can't play them all. A lot of them are playing each other. Like, you brought up Florida State. Florida State are a good team, but Florida State are playing Michigan. Yeah. All right? They're going to play Michigan in, like, the third game. So, you know what I mean? That's, so if you're taking Florida State to get to the Final Four, you're saying Florida State are going to upset Michigan, and then they're probably going to beat Alabama after. So same thing. If you like Alabama, guys, if you're thinking, oh, I like Alabama, well, that means you think Alabama is going to beat Michigan. And I wouldn't give up on Michigan like everybody else is right now. I think Michigan is still a Final Four candidate and big-time contender if you look at their bracket. So I was up all night, Cam. I put the play in on Gonzaga, and I'm glad that I did at the number that I did. And I played an 8-team parlay. Unlike most people in this industry, unless I bet $1 million or something, I won't tell you. Like, I won't fake it because I don't want you or anyone else to know I have that much money. But I don't mind telling you I bet $177 on a parlay. So
that's not bad.
But I put it
reasonable.
Well, you know why I put $177 on it? Because it exactly pays $500 back. So I like that. Put $177 on the table, come back in a couple hours, and give me my $500. So I took Arkansas on the money, all money line, Ken. Arkansas to beat Colgate. You're already grumbling.
Yeah, I am grumbling. I think Colgate's good, but I don't know if they're going to win the game. I think they might cover, but continue.
Colgate's a toothpaste, all right? Arkansas's a basketball.
They're a very good toothpaste. A toothpaste that kills plaque, bacteria, and a lot of other things in your mouth. Don't worry about it.
Hey, what conference they coming from? What conference they coming from?
It's a weak conference.
Dental conference?
I'm Josh Neer, the dentist. I'm just telling you, they won their conference game by a lot. They're not a toothpick. Let's put it that way. They're pretty good.
You're already grumbling the first pick. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Keep on going.
Listen, are you betting on Colgate?
Yes,
take Colgate
I am.
On the money line.
I'll take the points. No, not on the money. No, points. I'll take the points.
I just said it's a money line parlay. It's a money line parlay I'm talking about.
All right,
I get it. Colgate are good. It's going to be a high-scoring game.
If we agree on everything, we don't have a show. I'm just saying, I think Colgate's a dangerous team. That's all. Should they beat Arkansas? No. The Razorbacks are a better team. I'm just saying Colgate's not a chump team that people look and go, oh, Colgate, oh, these guys suck. They don't suck. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. They don't suck.
They blow.
No,
they blow.
No, they don't. They don't blow.
Arkansas wins by 14, 16.
Okay. Fair enough. They'll win the game, sure.
No.
What do you got?
No,
what do you have next?
Illinois over Drexel. You scared about that one, too?
No, not at all. The Dragons, it's Puff the Magic Dragon. No, there's no fire there. I'd be more afraid of a toothpaste than a dragon, I could tell you that. Drexel's got no chance.
I've got the Houston Cougars to beat Cleveland State.
Oh, yeah, like it. Yeah, that should be that should happen.
Purdue to beat North Texas?
Yeah, North Texas is good, but Purdue should win that game. North Texas can play, but I like Purdue, yeah.
West Virginia to beat Morehead State?
I lean that way, yeah.
Florida State to beat Greensboro?
Yes.
Alabama to beat Iona?
Yes, Iona's good, but Alabama should murder them, yeah.
I don't know if Iona are very good, Cam. They just play against bad teams.
In a weaker conference. They do. Like beating Fairfield, I get it. Yeah, their conference is horrible.
Alabama's gonna kill them.
They should, yeah.
Texas against Abilene Christian.
Yeah, I like Texas. I like Texas, Texas. To actually go deep.
Abilene Christian's a tricky one, actually. People are like, oh, they're gonna give Texas all they can handle.
Not these people. Or not me and you, but I like
that. So sounds like the only one you're worried about is Arkansas against Colgate.
Yeah, that one I worry about the most, actually. What was the other one that I worried a little bit? It was North Texas. Other than that, I think that I'm not. I'm just saying I'm putting the worry card there because It's not my money. It's $177. Not like you put like two dimes or anything on it, but it's a good chunk of change. You win $500. I like it. Yeah, I got no problem with that. I actually think some of those are very safe money line parlays. I like it. I just say Colgate's all right.
Yeah. I'd say Illinois and Houston are pretty safe.
I agree with that.
This parlay, I mean, you can argue which games are close. Abilene Christian could scare Texas a bit. Texas, and guys, Texas have a tendency to play in close games. All right. Like if you look at their margin of victory, they're not. Texas sort of got hot late, but they play in damn close games. Abilene Christian are one of the best defensive teams in the country, but they also don't play against the size and the monsters that Texas are going to bring to the table. And Arkansas, Cam, Arkansas are going deep, bro. Arkansas are going deep in this tournament. But I think Arkansas, look, I got Arkansas beating Colgate. And then Arkansas beats the winner of Utah State and Texas Tech. And then Arkansas would be on a collision course with the Ohio State Buckeyes, which would be a great game. But I think Ohio State would beat Arkansas if they play.
I agree with that. I agree. I will say this. I know your Michigan team's good. Like, I just, the thing about it is, and I'm not like everybody else, I'm not just going to throw them to the side. I still think they're an amazing team and people are disrespecting them. I just think, like, those are tough matchups. Like, when you look at, and we've talked about this, like, Baylor and Gonzaga, we talk upper echelon, right? And Michigan, I still think, despite being amazing at the start of the year, you know, it's ebbs and flows to the season. But a matchup with a team like Florida State is not an easy matchup. Florida State has athletes on their team. That's the thing, right? And you know, Gabe, when they're running and gunning, they could almost beat anybody. But that's the thing about Gonzaga we talk about is their depth and their easier path. And Baylor, I would agree with you, is in the same way. I think I'm going to do like a Final Four parlay, and those two are in it for sure. And then I'll take a couple pooches and see what it pays for those teams to get to the Final Four. But I just think Florida State's dangerous. That's all.
Well, Florida State are dangerous, but they have a ton of talent, but they don't close out games at times. Listen, like they're a good team, but I think they're going to have their hands full. Florida State. Listen, this tournament is as competitive a tournament as I can ever remember. Like, it's nuts. Like, there's good teams that are playing each other in the first game. You know, Georgia Tech, Loyola Chicago, the first game. Oklahoma State and Liberty, the first game. San Diego State and Syracuse, the first game. UConn and Maryland, the first game. There's a lot of teams. And you look at Michigan, guys, as good as their season's been awesome, but their big reward is they're going to have to play St. Bonaventure or LSU in their second game. But, Cam, if you break down Michigan's path to the Final Four, they get the winner of Mount St. Mary's and Texas Southern. They play, then they'll play the winner of LSU and St. Bonaventure. Michigan are better than either one of these teams, even without Isaiah Livers. They would play Florida State most likely. And then they beat Florida State, and they're one win away from the Final Four. And probably playing Alabama. And we'll see. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not discounting Michigan. I've got Michigan. I still think Michigan are a play on team, Cam. And in fact, I think they're value now. Now they're in the 8-1 range.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an overreaction, I agree. But the thing is, man, you talked about it. Gonzaga, that bet you made, that thing's going to be over 300 by, like, literally in a couple hours when we finish the show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
On the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Morency. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're going to get to tonight's action in a couple of minutes, but Cam, as you mentioned, Baylor plus 110 to make the Final Four. It's plus money. I'd like a little more. Illinois is plus 130 right now. Illinois has got a tricky path, actually, but they're so damn good that Illinois are a monster. So they're going to be tough. They're plus 130. And Michigan are now plus 190 to make the Final Four. I was talking about Houston for the last couple of weeks. They were plus 350. They're all the way down to plus 250 right now, but I don't think Houston have the firepower to make it all the way there through the group that they're in. So it crossed my mind. I was like, all right, take the Gonzaga play out. I'm like, man, should I just take Baylor, Illinois, and Michigan? They're all plus money. No. Are two of the three of them going to get there? But I can find every damn historical fact, Cam, but I didn't find it before the show. Just a simple one. But you can tell me, it doesn't happen often that all four one seeds make it. Like, one seeds usually always win, but it doesn't mean all four of them are going to get there. It just means one of them are going to win, right? Like, that's the way it works. Like, when's the last time all four one seeds actually made it? I think it's like 15 years or something crazy. Can Parker, someone get me the number if someone knows it, and I'll try to find it here. But it's not usual that all four one seeds make it. I know that.
You're absolutely correct. And I, off the top of my head, it's usually like even like you get 3-1 seeds and a 4 or something like that. I know you mentioned before back in the day, UConn, a 7. But no, even in today's modern world. And I know I talked to a lot of people, Marenzi. I'll get your thoughts on this too. The tournament, no fans. Will it help the favorites? It's something that people are thinking about because usually when you're at that tournament with fans and underdogs, you know, when they see that underdog make a run, it really gets them fired up. It'll take a little bit more. I don't know exactly how that's going to affect it, but you are correct. I think with, with one seeds, usually three and one. I'd say three out of the four make it.
Exactly. It's three. It's the top three only wins, but generally it's a one. Seven last eight is one. We can get deeper into that. But let's go 2 years ago, the tournament. Virginia won. They were a one seed. They beat for Texas Tech, who were a 3 seed. 3 seeds are eligible to win a tournament. Anyone else, bye-bye, right? So they were a 3 seed. Auburn made the Final Four as a 5 seed. Michigan State is a 2 seed. 2018, Villanova 1 seed, Michigan 3 seed, Kansas 1 seed, Loyola Chicago 11 seed. So 2 1 seeds. 2017, North Carolina 1 seed, Gonzaga 1 seed, Ducks 3 seed, South Carolina, 7 seed. 3 years in a row, Cam, a 3 seed has made it to the Final Four. 2016, 2 seed, 1 seed, 2 seed, 10 seed, only 1 1 seed. 2015, 1 seed, 1 seed, 1 seed, 7 seed. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, when I'm looking back here, when was the last time it was all once? 2008.
You know what?
2008. Kansas, Memphis, North Carolina, UCLA.
Yep.
Wow.
I remember that. Yeah. It's the only time.
The only time.
Yes. Yeah. So for all those people just putting those 4 1 seed parlays together, I'll tell you this. Good luck to you. I won't stick with your Gonzaga bet at minus 210.
I'll tell you one thing. I was like the safest one. I picked the safest one.
This year, I think we can get, like, honestly, if you were to bet how many one seeds make it, I think two of them do. I think two or three, but I would go with two. And I think we'll probably have, like, a three and a four or something like that. But the odds of all one seeds making it, you just do the math, Gabe, and we watch sports and we bet on sports. It's a one and out. It's not a best of seven. If it was a best of seven or even a 3 of 5, we'd have one seeds all over the map, at least 3 out of 4.
You're right.
Because over time, the better team wins. It's a one and done. It's like football playoffs, man. Tampa Bay, you catch Green Bay at that time, boom. You play better. You advance. You go to the Super Bowl. Kansas City's got problems.
Who are three seeds, Cam? Who are 3 seeds?
Three seeds.
West Virginia's a 3 seed.
They're not.
Because 3 seeds have made it the last 3 Final Fours. Three seeds been in the last. So 3 seed. Who else is a 3 seed? West Virginia is a 3 seed. Ooh, Arkansas is a 3 seed.
So, I know they are. That's a dangerous 3 seed. I agree with
Arkansas
that
is a 3 seed. Mm. Kansas Jayhawks are a 3 seed.
Mm.
And who's the other 3 that's a son of a bitch? Oh, yeah. Texas. The Longhorns.
Yeah, oh, I kind of like Texas. Oh, boy. As a 3 seed. That's
out of those 4 teams, West Virginia. So who was it? It was West Virginia, Arkansas, Texas, and Kansas. Who do you think has the best chance to make it?
I don't know. My heart's telling me Texas, and my head's saying Arkansas. Yeah, because I like to. I've already made a bet on Texas to go pretty deep. Arkansas looks good to me. Arkansas, West Virginia, I don't trust. Just keep on winning games. Arkansas can play a style that can get them there. Kansas, no. I just don't think they're as good this year. And Texas, I think, could get there. But you like Arkansas? Either or. Arkansas, Texas are my teams with the 3.
I've been talking about Arkansas for weeks at 50-1 coming into this thing. The problem with Arkansas, Cam, I just look at the path that they have. Mm-hmm. And it's not an easy one. You know, they have to play a hard team. So, look, Arkansas will get Colgate. That's no walk push in the park. They'll beat them. Then they got to play the winner of Utah State and Texas Tech. That's a toss-up game. I'm going to lean with Texas Tech in a close one, but Utah State can cover the number.
Yep.
Arkansas-Texas Tech is a battle. That's a battle, man. It's not
Big time.
That's a pick.
I kind of lean Arkansas. I like Arkansas, but, yeah, that game can go either way. I agree.
Then they would have to play Ohio State. Like then Arkansas has a and Cam, let's just say for hypothetical, Arkansas beats Colgate, beats the winner of Texas Tech, Utah State, then has to play Ohio State, pulls that off. You know who they would have to play to get to the Final Four? Baylor.
Yeah, it's not
like
happening.
That's who awaits them in on the top end.
You're done.
Arkansas is good, Kemp. They're not winning 4 games in a row against these powerhouse teams.
I don't think they could beat Ohio State, and I definitely don't think they could beat Baylor. So
they might lose to Texas Tech. They might get bounced like in the second game.
Who's to say that? Yeah. I agree. I agree 100%. And they're a very good team. It's what you talk about in this tournament, man. Like, I'm looking at somebody's matchup, like, it's the same. St. Bonaventure's a good team, and LSU, they meet each other in the first game. That sucks. I'd love to see these teams go. Like, you talked about it, man. Like, it's a very – like, other than – I'll say it again. Gonzaga, 1. And then you have Baylor, 1B. And then after that, you can make a case for Michigan, Ohio State, Houston – a lot of those Illinois. Other teams there, there's good. Yeah, Illinois. There's going to be maybe a 3-5 seed that sneaks in there, a real creeper. That's the thing. But that's why I like your Gonzaga bet. They are head and shoulders above, and we will see. Like I agree. If they get tripped up, it'll be in the Final Four. Their path to the Final Four now looks pretty clean.
Now we've got a couple of cool contests. The president of Fandex is going to join us later. This guy's a Duke professor. Big time, like finance professor, and we're going to get into the Fandex stuff. Really cool. It's free to enter. You guys can make some money for free. And what's cool about this, it's legal in every state. So, you know, some of you are in states in which it's archaic and sports betting still isn't legalized, but Fandex is available for everybody. But we also have our own Game Time Decisions contest in which if you pick the perfect bracket, you get to move into Cam Stewart's beautiful home for life. Yeah. You pick the perfect bracket, and I'll Cam's going to cook barbecues and, like, drive you to the store, like, whatever you need. Exactly. For life. Cam is your butler, and you get to live at Cam's house, and you get to bring 3 relatives. You know, wife, 2 kids, dog, whatever. No more than 4 people. Cam doesn't have enough room for that, but, rent-free. It goes without saying. Room and board included. Food included. Food included, and the chances, Cam, of a perfect bracket, 92.6 quintillion.
Yeah. So, I'm not really afraid. So that's what they do, Gabe. Basically, I'm your servant for the rest of my life. You got, like, a chain. It's kind of like a dungeon in those bad Dateline episodes. You tie me to the desk for 3 hours while I do Game Time Decisions, and other than that, I'm yours.
You know, yes. Of Cam, there's the chances of picking a perfect bracket. All right, we talk about the quintillion aspect of it. There is a better chance. All right, there's a better chance, Cam, that you pick out of, imagine all the sand in the world. All the sand in the world, Cam. Every desert, every beach, exactly. You have a better chance of identifying one single grain of sand in the entire planet on one attempt than you do picking a perfect bracket.
Well, interesting. You think the bracket would be a better play, but we're going with sand. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sand, man. That's a lot of sand. The world's covered in sand.
Yeah, no, the world. All right. So here, to put it in perspective, there are an estimated 7.5 quintillion.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip. Fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Grains of sand on planet Earth, according to the University of Hawaii. If you were to pick one of those at random, then you would have to guess which one of the 7.5 quintillion grains of sand. Your odds would be 23% better at picking a perfect bracket.
Interesting.
Basically, listen, if every person in America picked a bracket, they would pick one in the next 365 years.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Just to put it in perspective before we move on, if every person in the United States filled out a completely unique bracket that was 66.7% accurate, we'd expect to see a perfect bracket 366 years from now. March Madness 2385. You and I will be heads in jars at that point. We'll still be doing the show. We'll still be doing the show. Me and Cam's heads are going to be on the jars at Palace Station in Vegas. Welcome to Palace Station. I'm Morenci. This is Cam Stewart. We're going to be, our heads are going to be on like a robot body.
I like how you pick Palace Stations too, not the win or anywhere else. Like Palace Stations.
We're going to go back to our
place to rest. Yeah, exactly. In the future, we'll stay.
That'll be Palace Station. Tony, it's going to be like, you know, it all started in this Irish pub in this place, and it ends. We'll be doing shows in the Irish pub.
I love that.
We should tell this. We'll tell Dave the story later. It's the best because he knows. We were doing the show at the Sportsbook in Palace Station, have a great time, but we were asked to leave. And we were actually there as guests of the Fertitas and Palace Station.
Exactly.
And
yes.
And they were like, listen, guys, great show. We had Chuck Liddell there. We had all the biggest UFC stars there. They're like, listen, it's a great show. But we're going to have to move you to somewhere where it's a little bit louder. Like, basically, the bingo crowd and the horse crowd were not fans of us the first couple of nights there. Hell are these people yelling? And they're in front of us. Remember our table was sort of right near the horse guys? They're looking over. There's all these UFC fans coming over. They're like, why are you people bothering us? And you're in line in front of us. Like, so the palace, the manager comes. He goes, listen, Gabe, thinking we're going to set you up at the Irish pub tonight, all right? They put us in the bar. It's like cranking music. We can barely hear each other. they're trying to drown us out.
The best was we were also there. So all those people are there. And it's like you look at the UFC fighters, like Frank Mir comes in, Phil Baroni, all your cronies are there. And all you see is like the Subway sandwich place, like across, and all the old people giving us cut eye while we're doing a show. Yeah, it was pretty wild, man. Like we had a good time. Yeah, and then we went out with these guys afterwards. You talked about like people following Chuck Light out of the bathroom. Hey, Chuck, how you doing? Can I get a picture? Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, we had a great time. Yeah, we got to go back to the Palace.
Best Chuck Light out. The best was, our boy Jordan from Montreal. Remember Jordan, the high roller?
Yeah.
So Jordan's there. So Jordan, like, meets, take a couple pictures and stuff. So the next night, they're at that nightclub, Dre. See, you know, I don't go there. You know that place, the all-night place, Dre. But I don't go there. But, fighters do and celebrities and people like to go there. So my boy head goes there, and he sees Chuck Liddell there. And they're in line. And there's, like, a big line, and Chuck Liddell doesn't need to wait in line. So Jordan's like, hey, Chuck, I met you last night at Morenci's live show. I'm buddies with Morenci. And he goes, yeah. Cool. He goes, come here, man. He goes, no, you don't need to wait in line, man. All right. So Liddell brings him inside the club. All right. They go up to the bar. Liddell goes, give me two bottles of vodka. They give him like two bottles. Bang, nothing. Yeah. Like no questions asked. Here you go, Chuck. Bang, bang, two bottles of vodka. He turns around. He gives the bottle of vodka to my buddy. And he goes, I got you in the club. I gave you a bottle of vodka. I'm not your friend because we met on some radio show last night. And stop looking at my girlfriend's breast, except he didn't use breasts. He goes, and stop looking at my girlfriend's this. And he goes, have a good time. And he walks away. Chuck Liddell is a really cool guy. He's got a great sense of humor. But he goes, I'm not your friend. Stop looking at my girlfriend. Have a good time, gives him a bottle of vodka and walks away.
Hey, he's quite generous. He got him into the club and gave him a bottle of vodka. Yeah. He's very happy with that deal.
Me too. Yeah, I love it. He goes, stop looking at my girlfriend's rack. He's like, stop looking at my girlfriend's rack.
Got you in. Have another drink. Stop looking. I don't want to see you for the rest of the night. F off.
He did. He said F off. He goes, now F off. All right. He walked away. Yeah, like, don't talk to me ever again. Like, don't come up to me later in the night. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the best.
It's a great story. Yeah, great stuff. All right, Cam. So, NBA, listen, I wanted to take the Toronto Raptors tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. What's the COVID deal? Is there a team that's been screwed over harder than the Raptors this year, bro, between Tampa and COVID?
No, we're not gonna go on and just even pretend. It's been ridiculous, the whole situation. And then Nick Nurse, actually, they attacked him afterwards. He's like, what are you talking about? Like, what's the deal? Yeah, first of all, this team's playing games in Tampa Bay, got missing half the players. I think most of their guys are back, Gabe. OG, I think from the last time I checked, is the only guy who's not gonna be there. I would lean Raptors.
I've got the starting lineup, Cam.
It's
Raptors are starting Lowry, Van Fleet, Powell, Siakam, Chris Boucher.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, they got
so OG's the only one gone. Fantasy Labs NBA, which is a great follow on Twitter. Pascal Siakam and Fred Van Fleet will be on a minutes limit restriction, though, tonight. Coming back from COVID, right? They haven't played in a little while. The Raptors need the win, Cam. Like, boy, they need this game, bro. They've lost five in a row, man.
I'm going to say this. If you don't want to lay the 6.5, I think they're going to win the game. Ugh. So if you want to find another partner to dance with, I don't know who you like as another guy, but
it was two last night.
What about, I know. Now it's 6.5. Great.
What about Boston?
That team screwed me last night, but they should be able to beat Cleveland.
They're not losing tonight.
What about Milwaukee tonight? Milwaukee and Toronto.
I like Milwaukee.
So do I. Milwaukee and Toronto in a parlay is minus 109. Yes, that's ding. That's fine with me. I'm actually speaking this right now, and we're in. That's what we'll do. We're going to money line it. I'm not screwing around with the point spreads tonight. The last time they played the Pistons, it's also a revenge spot for Toronto. I like Milwaukee on the money line, and we're getting a parlay just barely over even money, Gabe. I think that's something we could live with. You don't have to lay like 50 or 60 cents or anything crazy. It's nice. I'm in. Toronto, you know, Milwaukee, money line parlay.
You know what, though, Cam? I was thinking Milwaukee just on the points. I don't really mind. Like, Milwaukee smoke you. When they beat you, they smoke you.
I agree with that.
But you're right. Up to six right now. It was 4.5 before. Big line moves. All right. Speaking of line moves, Cam. So I'm going to think. So you're a band. You were on the Celtics last night. They didn't get it done. Now they're against the Cavs. The Cavs played last night, too, and lost to Miami. Boston can't lose this game tonight. They're not losing this game. I'm taking the Celtics. I don't think that's my parlay. Raptors-Celtics moneyline parlay.
I like that. I might even add the Boston Celtics. No, let's do this. You want to add the Boston Celtics? What do you think it'll be to plus money? We got Milwaukee. I know you like. I like Milwaukee minus six as well. But I'm just saying for the parlay, I'm going to write down +163 sold. That's a beautiful parlay. That's gorgeous. +163 Toronto, Boston, and Milwaukee. Hey, it's plus There's money some... too. I like the plus money effect. Listen. For sure.
Listen to the hockey perv. That's a beautiful parlay. There's some basketball booty for you, Cam. That's a beautiful looking parlay.
Yeah. Ron Rubber's turned into like Cy Spaulding. It's not just the hair club for men. I own the company. Why? Remember Cy Spurling? Why? Remember he dove off the, like, hey, man, look at my hair. I loved it so much, I bought the company.
What's up with... Yeah, I remember the guy bought the Patriots in the old days, too.
Yeah, Victor Kiam, Remington.
Yeah, yeah. Like, shame. I like the company so much. I like the Razor so much, I bought it. Bought the company. What's up with the line moves here? Let me check the starting lineup for the Washington Wizard game. I've got some NBA props for you, too. Went 2-1 with the props last night in the association. We'll go back to the well with some three-point shot props tonight, but... Let me check in with the starting lineup with the Washington Wizards. What's up with the Wizard line? It's come down. Why? Like, it was 3.
Good question.
It was 3. I've got so many pages open right now, bro. I'm going crazy here, man.
I don't know, man. I'll tell you one thing about Sacramento. I wouldn't mess with these guys. Like, the Wizards, they're playing, but they're not the same team they were before Sacramento went in. I actually had them that night. They dummied, who was it, Charlotte? Kind of lean Sacramento, to be honest with you, Gabe. I think it's dangerous to add to the parlay as they're only getting 1 point in this matchup. But in round-robin parlays, definitely Boston, Toronto, Milwaukee, they all look very, very good to me. So I would agree with that. I kind of lean Sacramento. I'm not going back to the Wizards. They were good to us earlier, but they just kind of seem like a different team right now. They don't have that same magic.
Yeah, you know what, though? We should note, Cam, the games that they've lost, bro, they've lost to big-time teams.
I know.
They lost to the Bucks twice, the Lakers. You know what I mean? It was like I could rattle it off here. I was doing the game preview. Checking out their schedule and stuff. And it's like, yeah, you're right. But at the same point in time, bro, their schedule has been a killer. But yeah, I can't lie, Cam. They haven't had the same spark since the All-Star break. They were rolling into the All-Star break. They haven't been the same since. And the thing with Sacramento is they don't really get blown out. They just choke at the end. They're actually not bad. Like, they're right there, but they don't close games out. So yeah, Cam, if you look at the Wizards, the last 3 games they played against, 2 against Milwaukee, 1 against Philadelphia, the L.A. Clippers, Boston Celtics in a revenge spot, and Memphis twice. So they lost to Memphis twice. That's not so good. But you're right. We can't trust the Wiz in this spot in a game that they have to win. I agree. Let's show some discipline. Good call, Cam.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I will say this, though. A team that we've actually been picking on has been really good, and the lines have been weird, and you're like, what's going on? But what about tonight? You see that Indiana-Brooklyn line? That game's got weird written all over it there. That's troubling.
Give me Brooklyn, bro. Even without Kyrie Irving, give me Brooklyn.
Interesting. Yeah, I was going to – I don't know. Like, I've been picking on Indiana pretty well, and I think I might have a problem. I'm happy with the parlays that we got. And another team that I was actually looking at the NBA a lot in hockey last night. I got to admit, like, you did really good with the Islanders, and I was good late with these live bets. Like, Dallas came back from 2 goals down, and Colorado was down 2 goals, game at +310. They won 8-4. This live betting stuff
with hockey, do that all the time.
It's been fantastic. Oh, it's unbelievable live betting. I don't even know why we make plays before the game. We have to, because we host shows.
You know what I like, Cam?
I will say Chicago tonight. I like Chicago over the Spurs too. The Bulls are hot, man. Hot.
I was going to say, give me the Hornets plus the points later. Give me the Hornets to sting the Nuggets a little bit later. We're getting 6.5 or so.
Yeah, that could be the spot. Because Denver, sure, Denver beat up on the Pacers and such, but this is kind of long for you're right. Charlotte could be in a good spot. I think Charlotte is dangerous. I like Chicago. I told you Boston in these parlays that we're doing, the Raptors revenge spot against Detroit. And Milwaukee, I like them in the parlays, and I think they actually cover 6 against the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, I'm not forcing anything either. So you know what? I just put 4 NBA props in, so what am I talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm playing 3 guys to hit 3-point shots. But I'm going to play that parlay. Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics, -115 money line parlay. Raptors getting their bodies back. 5-game losing streak, must-win situation. Cam brought it up. The Pistons beat them by like 15 last time they played too. Mm-hmm. And the Boston Celtics, they're 20-19 right now. They sort of got back on track. Now they're stumbling again. Right there.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
20-19. It's hard to believe the Celtics are only 1 game over .500. But Cleveland are terrible. Cleveland played last night as well. I don't think Boston smoke them or anything, but Boston just have too much talent not to win this game. Last night, that Garland 1.5 3-point prop hit in the first quarter. It's 1.5 again tonight. Taking it again tonight. Give me Garland over. Let's get into the pucks on the other side.
You got it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All this talk about March Madness, we've got NIT basketball sneaking up on us. And you know what? I was confused when the NC State game was. I wasn't really fully – I know who's playing, but as far as the schedule and the rotation and all of that. But Toledo and Richmond are up first here. Big steam, money coming in on the Rockets right now, Cam. We're going to lay the 5 with the Rockets. We're going to go over 151. Light play here. Do I love it? No. I like Western Kentucky, though, later more. And I told people that yesterday. I remember I told you yesterday, and somebody else brought it up. I said, no, Western Kentucky, they're in a good spot here. They're playing in Texas. St. Mary's coming all the way from California. St. Mary's are offensively challenged. I think Western Kentucky's a good basketball team. I like Western Kentucky a little bit later on. But we'll go with Toledo, and we'll go with the over here. We'll lay the points for the D-Gens here, and we'll go the over the number. Playing that NBA parlay, Toronto Raptors, Boston Celtics, -115. Cam, what do you got coming up here?
Yeah, I'm going to do a bunch of round-robin parlays on the money line with Boston to win the game, Toronto to win the game, and Milwaukee. So all you combinations of those in 2-game parlays. I'm not touching Toledo-Richmond, Gabe. I don't like that steam move. I lean to Toledo, but not betting it. I like Western Kentucky getting 2 in the late game, and we will go through the whole NHL card because Ron Rubber has an opinion on almost every game. But I'm playing a lot of NBA tonight. I'm telling you, it's interesting too, Gabe. Take a look at that Indiana line. It's up to 2 now. People are betting the Pacers. Uh-oh.
You know what? I'm going to pass on that game for now, but I do have a 7 o'clock prop here. Russell Westbrook over 1.5 3-point shots. People don't think of Russ as a 3-point shooter. And in fact, people often criticize him and say, oh, Westbrook can't shoot the 3. He can't shoot the 3. I don't know, Cam. I know you know because you pay attention to the Wizards, but I don't think people realize the type of year that this guy is having, man. Look, 3-point shots. Last game, 3 for 6. Game before, 5 for 11. Game before that, 2 for 4. 0 for 3, 2 for 4, 3 for 7. 6-1 last 7 games. Cam, it's plus 150.
Unreal. Now he's chucking.
To the over 1.5.
You said it. He's actually having a really good season, and no one's talking about him. I like the play.
Great. More picks on the other side, including the pucks.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.